Welcome to the August Super Blue Moon Meditation. This is considered a seasonal blue moon because there are four full moons in the summer season, and this is the third one, which is called the blue moon. This is also a full moon in Aquarius. For this special lunar event, we will be traveling to a historic home from the early 1800s on an island located in the east between upstate New York and Canada. We use moons as markers of time, just like the seasons, to discover our current desires and goals. This meditation will help you find clarity in your desires and inspire your aligned actions towards them. Begin by envisioning white light protection. If you feel called, please bring in the love and prayer of God. Take a deep breath in and out. Another deep breath in and out. And one more deep breath in and out. Focus on the breath. You arrive by boat to a charming coastal colonial style home. The stone home is circa 1816, which has its own private beach on a tiny island off the Canadian coast. This home has perfect visibility for this rare super blue moon event. A gorgeous, luxurious old world estate that has been lovingly restored and updated over the years. You step off the boat and onto the dock on a warm, sunny day. A gentle breeze in the air. It's the perfect summer weather for your getaway. You walk towards the gorgeous old stone home with your gorgeous blue gingham print overnight bag. The house is framed by trees, creamy white hydrangea bushes, and garden roses in the softest pale pink hues. You walk up to the front door of the stone home that has been painted a very pale blue color that works perfectly with the light gray, creamy white of the stones and the white painted antique window frames. The front door is perfectly in the center with equal windows on each side, which exemplifies the colonial style of that era. You walk into the gorgeous estate and immediately see the old wooden staircase in the center, with two large living areas on each side with their own fireplace. To your left is a gorgeous open space dining room with a stone fireplace and opening up to the kitchen located at the back of the home, boasting tons of old antique windows and a back French door that leads to the covered back porch. You walk into the kitchen and see an old marble farm sink with brass fixtures, a gorgeous blue pinstripe fabric skirting underneath, open shelves with gorgeous antiques mixed with modern dishware and glassware, a stunning European range, and beautiful antique island. There are so many windows in this space, and the summer sun is streaming in. The island is filled with flower arrangements from the flowers in the garden, like garden roses, snapdragons, cosmos, dahlias, and hydrangeas. There is a summer drink and charcuterie boards waiting for you. A sparkling strawberry and vanilla soda in a tall glass with ice and fresh fruits, and a charcuterie board filled with local meats and cheeses, figs, veggies from the garden, and freshly baked sourdough bread with a homemade garlic hummus. Take in this dreamy moment and bring the snacks and flowers over to the breakfast nook in the kitchen. With a built-in cozy table decorated in white linens, antique plates, lavender essential oil candles, and of course, the gorgeous flower arrangements. A coastal auntie aesthetic. Settle into this dream space and begin to envision three of your desires you have for this current end of summer. Take the time now to envision those three desires. Now that you have discovered your three desires for this end of summer getaway, it is time to continue to get clarity on your path by enjoying this dreamy escape and strolling to the lakefront. In order to get to the beach and the dock, you first have to walk through the gorgeous garden, which also has a stunning white painted floral shed with antique windows. The garden is enclosed by a wooden fence and has rows of tomatoes, cucumbers, strawberries, leafy greens, and tons of herbs. There is also amazing flower bushes like cosmos, edible flowers like straw flowers and marigolds and calendula, plus dahlias, heleniums, aster, bee balm, gardenias, hollyhock, and so much more. You pick some of the strawberries on your walk through the garden, as well as some flowers, and place them in the basket you have that is filled with a gorgeous blue floral picnic blanket, sparkling sodas, and a book for the dock. Before heading to the dock, you stop into this amazing flower shed to admire the shelves filled with antique vessels and pots, a long harvest table with white wrought iron chairs, a chandelier that hangs in the center, and the stunning old antique windows and mirrors throughout the space. You take in the stunning and inspiring space and begin to envision the desires you have for this end of summer. Imagine a garden party that you would host in this shed, filled with the garden produce and flowers, plus anything else you would bring in to design. Imagine this would be your celebratory dinner party to toast all of your desires coming through. In this space, take the time to envision this future dinner party celebrating your desires. Now that you have celebrated your desires in the garden shed, it is time to walk down to the dock and make a picnic for sunset. You walk towards the dock as the sun sets over the lake. Pastel hues dance across the skies, and an outline of the full moon can be seen. The moon looks bigger and more golden than usual, as it is the supermoon. You reach the dock and place your picnic blanket down and take out your treats, flowers, drinks, and the book. You settle into this gorgeous setting, the calming of the water and the beauty of the sky in pinks, purples, and oranges, with a golden glow beginning to emerge from the moon. Then you look at the book you brought, and it is the story of your summer into fall. The story of all of your desires that you have created. This is your story that you can dream. Take this time now to dive into your storybook life and really feel into the desires that you have on your heart. Let this book be the guide to the clarity you seek in this summer season. Take all the time you need into your storybook. And whenever you are ready, you may open your eyes.
Thank you.